7340.
How can I help you?
I have a guy here that's requesting to talk to a supervisor because apparently I'm telling him that we're not running every 15 minutes after 9 o'clock and that I have no effective information. And he's getting more agitated as it goes along because obviously I'm not understanding what he wants, but he is really adamantly requesting a supervisor.
I copy. So he's going to wait there for a supervisor?
I don't want to do that, but I don't know what to do with this guy. He's very adamant.
No, I'm saying, is he going to stay there and wait for a supervisor to come talk to him?
I asked him if he wanted to come with me in 8 minutes. He said, I don't know. Can the supervisor be here in 8 minutes?
I seriously doubt the supervisor can get there within 8 minutes.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Is he wanting to ride your bus, or is he wanting to wait there to talk to a supervisor?
I have one more question for you. Are you going to wait here for a supervisor? They need to know if you're going to wait, or are you going to go with me? Can he directly talk to you on this phone?
No, that's not acceptable. He can either ride the bus with you or he can wait there for a supervisor to come talk to him. I'm not going to talk to him on the radio. And if he has questions about service, he can call customer service.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to say. But he's getting more agitated as the moments go on. So, okay, I'll deal with him. But he's wanting to talk to a supervisor, and I'm not waiting around for one.
Absolutely. I wouldn't expect you to. So if you want to leave there without him, then that's perfectly acceptable. I can hear him in the background. And no matter what answer you're giving, he's not okay with it. So you go ahead and roll when it's time. And if he's still there, we'll send a supervisor to talk to him.
All right. That's the best we can do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. And I hope you have a good rest of your night at 2234.